Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Last month, I suggested that no matter who was elected president, the chance of either candidate getting a handle on inflation was slim to none. My opinion, of course, but my reasoning is based on 50 years or so of economic study and the subsequent historical events of inflation of a plethora of economies around the world and throughout time. There are many types of inflation, such as demand-pull inflation, supply-push inflation, scarcity, regulatory and monetary inflation, to name but a few. Rather than go off into the weeds on the various causes of all types of this inflation we see, I would just explain the most insidious and common type of inflation is monetary inflation. Monetary means money, and money is commonly referred to as a currency. Currency is basically a receipt for a good or service obtained from someone else. You buy something and you get the goods, pun intended there, and the seller of whatever it is you receive gets a handful of money that he or she can spend elsewhere, whenever, and on whatever they desire. Since currency is always given a specific value, such as a dollar or half a dollar or what have you, it is essentially a receipt much like you get when you drop off a shirt at a dry cleaner's, a car at a repair shop, or a chainsaw, let's say, at a saw shop. The receipt is the proof that someone else now has something of yours. Currency is such a receipt. You furnish something to somebody, and the currency replaces that thing you furnished with a unit of value that you can then swap later for something else. Enter the dreaded event of monetary inflation. Imagine a room full of people and I lock the door and give each person $1,000. I then hold up a Rolex watch worth $5,000 and tell them there's a person outside the room that will give them $5,000 for the watch as soon as they step outside. I then offer the watch for sale, and the only rule is people cannot combine their money with anyone else in the room. The highest bid in the room would therefore be $1,000, as that's as much as any one person has. And they could immediately sell the watch for $5,000 upon leaving the room, instantly netting a $4,000 profit. Now imagine, before concluding the sale, I give everyone an extra $1,000 and restart the bidding. Now, since they can still sell the watch at a profit, the highest bid, which used to be $1,000, would go to $2,000, is now that how much everyone has. Presto changeo, you have now witnessed monetary inflation. The price for the watch has now climbed from $1,000 to $2,000. Keep in mind the watch has not changed, nor has any other condition in the room. The price for the bidding of the watch has now only increased simply because the amount of money in the room has increased. Now replace the word room and substitute it with the word economy. Regardless of how many people are in the economy, the simple economic fact is that if you increase the amount of money in that economy, the price for whatever it is for sale in that economy increases. The increase in the money supply occurs when an institution who controls the issuance of that currency issues more of it. Prices of whatever it is for sale in that system will increase as well, even though all the other conditions remain the same. In conclusion, the only way to bring back down prices is to reverse the process and remove money from the system. On the grand scale of our economies and our inflation, to decrease the money supply is to first stop government deficit spending, then remove money from the economy as well. Simply put, that means cutting government expenses, stop government borrowing, and stop creating new money on a grand scale. Unfortunately, that translates, like it or not, to putting the screws down on the government spending and its programs, stops government's ability to create new money or print new currency, and kill demand by crushing the consumer's ability to obtain credit. All that translates into a very unpleasant situation for the majority of those people in the economy. And considering the amounts of money the global governments have created over many decades, it will be a very long and painful process. And who's going to sit still for something like that? Like I said, I pitied whoever was elected, and please don't shoot the messenger, but inflation will not be controlled. That's my opinion, of course, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to, which concludes this edition of Money Matters. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion. It's not meant as investment advice. It does not represent the opinion of this station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I do hold a BA in economics, received way back in 1979 with honors, and I hold California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.